This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:44. History was made last month in Harrisburg when the state Senate confirmed Dr. Rachel Levine as Physician General. She is the first transgender person appointed to the governor's cabinet. She'll advise Tom Wolf and Secretary of Health Karen Murphy on medical and health matters. I recently spoke with Dr. Levine about the unique experiences she brings to the post and one of the most pressing health issues in Pennsylvania, opiate, prescription drug, and heroin abuse. She told me about the seriousness of this threat.
We are losing approximately 7 individuals in Pennsylvania a day, at least, from overdoses due to opiates. And that data comes from a recently released coroner's report from Pennsylvania. Death from overdoses is greater than motor vehicle deaths at the present time.
One of the main things that the state is considering doing to address the problem would be supporting distribution of naloxone to first responders and perhaps even family members.
That is correct. So naloxone is an unusual medication. All it does is reverse opioid actions. So there was legislation passed last year and signed by the previous administration that allowed for first responders to carry this life-saving medication, which can be used if they come to the scene and someone has overdosed. We have been working very closely with the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs on raising money for naloxone and then distributing it to the Pennsylvania State Police, Municipal Police Departments, and then Fire and Basic EMS. The second part of the law is that family members can obtain naloxone from their physician in the case that one of the members of their family has a prescription drug problem or a problem with heroin. It's very important to emphasize that after the overdose is reversed, the patient then needs to be brought to the emergency department for further medical treatment and then for facilitating a referral for substance abuse treatment. That's called a warm handoff.
Your being transgender must give you a unique perspective in your field. In what ways can this guide Pennsylvanians in terms of public health?
I think it does give me a unique perspective. But I think it's important to emphasize that I was not nominated by Governor Wolf because I am an openly transgender woman. But it was awesome that he did not shy away from nominating me to this position because of that fact. And the state Senate confirmed me unanimously, which was also very moving and meaningful. So my work is to work closely, as you mentioned, with the Governor Wolf and the administration, as well as Secretary Karen Murphy, Secretary of Health. I'm also pleased to serve as a role model, so to speak, and as a mentor for other LGBT individuals and help the community in any way I can.
I couldn't really find the story of how you connected with Governor Wolf and how he found you.
My contact with the Wolf administration is with one of the members of his inner circle. We were both board members of Equality Pennsylvania, the LGBT advocacy group. We've both since had to resign that now that in our current positions. She reached out to me to be the co-chair of the Transition Committee for Health for Governor-elect Wolf at that time. And during that work, I started to have discussions with the administration about this position and then was very pleased to be asked by Governor Wolf and nominated by him to serve in this role.
Your transition to becoming a woman occurred as an adult at a time of increasingly availability of information and support for your move forward. What more could be done to help others cross a physical gender line or receive the emotional support that they need?
I think it's important, and our society has made a lot of progress in terms of not just acceptance, but creating a welcoming environment for LGBT individuals. And so there are new programs in many academic centers and other healthcare centers for young people as well as adults who might be dealing with issues of their gender identity and expression. There are very well-accepted protocols for the psychological care and the medical care of transgender individuals. And so I think having that care be accessible is very important.
Is it something that can be worked on within the capacity of your job as Physician General?
Again, as a role model and mentor, that I can do that and whatever I can do to help facilitate open opportunity for medical care and accessibility for that type of medical care would be important.
You are a cabinet-level advisor in a state in which people can be fired from their jobs for their sexual orientation and their gender. House Bill 300 would protect Pennsylvanians from such firings. Does it feel odd to be in the position you're in without such a protection in place?
Non-discrimination, as you mentioned, is a very important topic and a very important bill. Governor Wolf is and the administration are strongly in favor of non-discrimination legislation. I feel very confident in his term, in his tenure as governor, that he will be able to sign that legislation. And I think it'll be a very meaningful event for LGBT individuals in our state and for everyone.
In your capacity as physician general, do you feel any pressure from the LGBT community to represent them in health policy?
I wouldn't say pressure, but I am pleased to represent the LGBT community as well as any group in terms of improving their health care and their well-being. So, you know, my job is to work very hard within the Department of Health to improve the health and well-being of everyone in the Commonwealth.
Dr. Rachel Levine is Physician General for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.